a slow transition into more winter-like weather will take place as we move forward through the balance of November. The good news is that we'll have a chance to get used to cooler temperatures before it gets bitterly cold. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do expect cooling to take place, but it's going to be slow and coming across the area. We're expecting temperatures this afternoon in the 40s across the majority of the region. There will be some upper 30-degree temperatures in northern parts of Minnesota and a few 50s in central portions of South Dakota. As we get into the afternoon on Saturday, the warmth will overspread the region and highs will be mostly in the 50s with a few upper 40s near the Canada border. As we move on into Sunday, a similar situation is likely to occur, and believe it or not, there may be a spot or two in the Badlands of South Dakota that will get over 60 degrees on Sunday afternoon. That will compare to temperatures about a week later that are going to be bitterly cold. Well, we do not expect to see that kind of cold, though, showing up for a while. The temperatures on Monday, 40s and 50s, and Tuesday, 30s and 40s. Our nighttime temperatures will be gradually slipping lower, too, but first, a short-term bout of warming is possible. We'll look for some low temperatures tonight in the upper 20s and 30s across the area, and then the lows as we move from Sunday into Tuesday will slowly become more and more dominating in the 20s, but there's not going to be any colder weather until we get to the second half of next week and the following weekend. That's when the bottom of the barrel may drop out, and we'll likely see some single digits and teens showing up across parts of the region, but that is at least a week away. Now, we are going to encounter a little bit of precipitation, but the most significant moisture for the region shouldn't show up until we get towards Sunday night, going into Monday, and even then it's not a major storm. We'll look for rain to develop in central and eastern parts of South Dakota and Minnesota, as well as the southeast and maybe a few east central North Dakota locations. This again will come at the end of the weekend. I think most of this will likely begin Sunday night, and it's really mostly Monday going into Tuesday that we'll see this precipitation event. And because the cold air is not fully into the area at that point, we'll see mostly a rain event. But on the back side of this precipitation event will be a west to northwest wind, and it will pump colder air into the region. Snow showers and snow flurries will likely impact the area Tuesday into Wednesday, and it wouldn't surprise me to see a little bit more emphasis on the snow in North Dakota and northern Minnesota, where some light accumulations will be possible. Greater snows, though, will not show up until we get into at least a week from now, and more likely in that second weekend of our outlook. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.